We are going to have a remarkable show today. Actually, it's really good to see the Vice President at the very large pro-life march and actually dispatched by President Trump. We now know that the next addition to the Supreme Court is probably going to strike down Roe versus Wade. As I said repeatedly, and I challenge anybody, including pro-life, pro-death or abortion, we need to call abortion what it is, which is murder of the next generation. Women have the right to one thing, sterility. They do not have the right to abortion at any stage. And the reason and the consequences are grisly in terms of long term. Number one, the consequences is that we terminate the next generation, then we have to have immigration in order to make up the difference, which means our culture gets diluted. Number two, it actually debases women, so their need in society becomes less. And as technology gets more advanced and able ability to get rid of genetic defects or to license the human race, the state will take over reproduction. And if you think that can't happen, you're wrong. In other words, number three, the future doesn't need women. And that's really disturbing because we are a balanced society where women are the most sacred part of society. It's very important that we have the understanding that without connectedness to our past and to our future, it's one thing to correct genetic defects, which is pretty straightforward and simple. It's quite another thing altogether to literally delegate the human race to a state where state reproduction and wild reproduction is the only thing that's outlawed among the lower drone classes. And if they think that this won't happen, they're wrong. In societies like India and in China, 93% of abortions worldwide are female. They're not genetically defective, such as Down syndrome, where in social countries like Canada and Britain, they literally harass the parents and the doctors and all kinds of threats. In some countries, basically, there's no Down syndrome children like in Norway born at all. I know I was personally harassed as a doctor, and I had to actually counter-threaten the geneticist that if he called me one more time, I was going to terminate him. Terminate mean I'm going to take you out of the human race and out of the gene pool yourself, buddy. And you have to understand, this is the kind of viciousness that the left has. The left and the globalists are Satanists. The left and the globalists don't care about the future of the human race. And to literally bring Canada back to a pro-life status might have a strong effect also in their neighboring country, Canada, where they're aborting so many babies that their population is collapsing as it is in Europe. And if they wonder why Angela Merkel has this policy toward immigration, it's directly a result of the policy over decades of abortion. So let's face it, aborting race means also aborting females out of the future society, as the United Nations has 34 different designations for the sexual orientation and sexuality. So if you don't think this is a real problem, you're delusional, and in a couple generations from now, or 20 to 40 years from now, a very dark world will indeed emerge. And we have Matthew Deagle here. Matthew, you have some things to prepare for today's show. We have, of course, the first week as a week of Trump, I guess a week of triumph. My sarcastic guess with Trump is, I want to know what kind of spandex superhero suit he's going to wear with DT on the front and what kind of cape and mask he's going to wear as a superhero. The guy's a workaholic, honestly. I saw Hannity last night, and he said, Hannity's quoted that he talks to him often at 11 or 12 at night, 5 in the morning. Trump doesn't like taking vacations, even though he has all these vacation spots and golf courses. He is, you can tell he's that giddy that he's getting all these things done that he actually promised. What do you think, Matt?
Well, I think Donald Trump has always been demonstrating a good work ethic and a good attitude. I think he's it's one of his good character points is that he's I don't think anybody can really criticize him in that regard. He's been he's been a very hard worker for a long time. People who worked with him on The Apprentice also reported the same kind of behavior. Like Pierce Morgan wrote an article in the Daily Mail about his experience with Donald Trump, and that's part of the reason why he supports him is because he knows the guy in person. Now, you hear a lot of negative stuff about Trump. I don't think they can they can really criticize his work ethic and his successes.
Well, I heard the tail end of a discussion at the previous program to mine about the idea that he may be a Manchurian candidate. That is patently ridiculous, and the fact that he has successful people that are stacked in his Titans, I call the Titan cabinet. I don't know.
People are always ready to come up with some new baseless speculation. I mean,
well, the problem is those kind of speculations degrade the idea that the man said what he was going to do, which is fully conservative, and he's doing it, including pro-life issues.
Well,
and
I mean, what's their evidence that he's?
No, their evidence is that the people are successful and wealthy, and they have a combined wealth of something like $8 billion. It's like, so what? Would someone say that they wouldn't want to appoint me to be a consultant, let's say, to a medical organization because I'm successful as a doctor? No. It's ridiculous. Whether you're successful financially or academically or have conquered many illnesses, it's the same thing. And so you take people who don't need the money, so they don't need to be corrupt politicians, and they actually are doing this as a public service. What's their agenda? Their agenda is actually be patriotic Americans. How's that?
Yeah, I mean, whenever there's no evidence of something, there's no reason why you should even speculate about it. This is the way, this is a big problem with the media in general.
Well, this is one of the problems what I have with something like Alex Jones, who speculates, like a polonium poisoning of Roger Stone, who I know personally. And that, by the way, is a typical poisoning strategy of Russians, is to use polonium if you're trying to attack Putin. You're probably going to die a vicious death. Now, to suggest that Roger Stone was poisoned, I'd have to know
actually
see the toxicology.
Some of the accusations of people being assassinated by Putin have actually come out to be fabricated as well. Like there was one guy that supposedly he assassinated last year turned out to be alive. So there's a lot of. Here's the thing: if we are not critical thinkers and we just believe everything we hear, whether it's from conspiracy theorists and alternative media or the mainstream media, then we're going to be easy targets for whatever disinformation people are out there or just, you know, slandering.
I think people do that so that they can maintain a position that makes them look prescient, like somehow they come up with the first idea.
Well, you know what it is? It's like if you're stupid and you make stuff up like this, presumably make stuff up, then you're just feeding into what the... You're just feeding into the disinformation and propaganda and character assassination that's already going on. Which, you know, you can be guaranteed that somebody inside the Obama administration's leftovers is behind a lot of that stuff.
Exactly.
I mean, in particular, a lot of the stuff about the Russians being involved with Trump, it's all just ridiculous.
Right.
The idea that Trump is a Russian agent is... it's on the same level. They talk about how ridiculous...
It's childish is what it is.
Like Trump thinking that Obama was born in Kenya, you know, like that's supposedly so ridiculous. I don't believe it myself. I mean, but the thing is that the stuff they say about Trump is even more ridiculous than the stuff that was said about Obama. So there's all sorts of ridiculous stuff about Obama with no evidence for it. And people believe that. Or they don't. Or on the other hand, you know, they'll dismiss it all.
Well, we'll talk about that in another show because
you're all willing.
We know that he applied as an Occidental student in California as a foreign student. So,
yeah, well, they're all willing to you know to believe stuff about Obama. They're all willing to believe stuff about Trump while ridiculing the idea all this stuff about Obama. Now, in my opinion, I don't think that the stuff about Obama or Trump is mostly true at all. I think it's just a character assassination by people who want to be the real power in the U.S. and don't like anybody who's not establishment, whether it's Obama or Trump. Now, Obama, of course, eventually ended up being more establishment through the years, I think because he was subjected to constant propaganda from the people who are really in power here, or the people who want to be in power, you know, the ones who control what intelligence the president receives. The ones who were able to create this suggestion, the illusory suggestion that Russia are our enemies and Russia's mobilizing against us, which is all, in my view, I think it's all disinformation, propaganda, lies. It's all psychological warfare waged against. I think they're doing the same thing with Trump. They're trying. That's why he's, they've bombarded him with psychological warfare against Russia's image.
Well, I know that Obama's policies were provocative and actually dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, to them, because they have the insane... I mean, look, they'll tell you this or that. They'll tell everybody inside their organization and the president himself. They'll tell them that they're just concerned about national security, and they believe that Russia has all these secret plans and is preparing to, you know, preparing for war or something like that, or whatever they're trying to insinuate.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you an example.
But the fact is that, you know, if anybody's mobilizing for war, it's us in response to things we make up about Russia.
Right, we actually create the situation that we mobilize.
And like in my view, I think underneath it, the people who are behind this anti-Russia stuff, most people who are actually out there as mouthpieces are just stupid. Like, I think John McCain, Lindsey Graham, those guys, I think they're all just idiots. And they believe all this crap because they're not intelligent enough to figure out what it is. But I think that whoever's behind it clearly is just a total psycho that just wants to have an excuse to continue the spread around the world, and you know, they have aspirations of world domination. It's as simple as that.
Okay,
but whoever's behind this,
let me insert an idea here.
Somebody who has aspirations of world domination and is dissatisfied with the idea of cooperation with some other power, and so they want to do everything they can to prevent Russia.
Absolutely, from I agree. But let me insert an idea. I got an interesting response back in an email.
I think these people are also behind the EU in part. That these people are, that's part of the reason why they're so pro-EU is because they're hoping the EU will somehow become absorbed into our power structure as well. So that, what they're going for, you think about it, what these people are going for is, I think these people have been pushing for power ever since Bush, and maybe even a little earlier, but especially since September 11th, where... they want more and more surveillance powers. They want more and more power in the hands of the intelligence agencies. They want the U.S. to interfere all over the world in order to create this pretext for an unprecedented concentration of power in the hands of whoever controls this surveillance technology.
Okay,
whoever tells the president
what's going on. Stop for a second. I got an important idea, and I want you to respond to it, because... Yeah. Here's an interesting comment. I made a comment that our CENTCOM guy, who was our guy for the DirecTV, said that one of his friends was paid $800,000 to hack the government. Now, that's a normal thing. You want to hack the government, see how hackable it is, to probe and so on. But I had an email from a gentleman who obviously sounds like he had more than average knowledge and has to understand they hacked him, which is to see the hackability, which is a good thing. But then there was no attempt whatsoever to fix the hackability weakness. Now, the reason why I say that is because when Russia or any other nation, by the way, guys that are, you know, in their basement in New Jersey, or they could be in, you know, like this guy that was over in Romania or Yugoslavia that had a kind of a funny moniker name that actually hacked into Hillary Clinton's server, and he said it was like a lotus flower, it was open to everybody. In fact, he made a statement when he was extradited to the United States that there were at least seven or eight major powers that actually had hacked into her server. Now, the reason that this guy from CENTCOM said this is he said they do this so that they make sure they can hack in. In other words, this is a point and comment to that person who emailed me and said, well, he was just hacking to see how hackable it was. No, they want to make sure if it's hacked into, and this is my point, they want foreign powers and foreign individuals or even individuals inside the United States to hack into at least some level of this matrix to receive certain kinds of information they want them to have, whether it's industrial espionage. Now, and here's my point. My point is it's part of the dialectic of creating a chaos and a response to the chaos, the same way as Mr. Erdogan's come out several times. Let me finish. Mm-hmm. That ISIS and ISIL are a manufactured entity of America and Israel and Saudi Arabia.
I wouldn't be surprised if... I mean, look, let's forget about, like, the conspiracy theory
aspect. No, it's not a theory.
No, because...
It's not a theory. See, no, it's conspiracy reality. They categorize as theory.
Yes.
But when you have actually somebody...
What I'm saying here is that there's no controversy about the fact that ISIS came into being because of our policies. Now, here's the thing. Is that
Support.
Is that most of the people involved are really just incompetent, right? They're stupid and incompetent.
Well, most of them are, but there are people.
They believe all the propaganda. But I'm telling you, there's somebody behind the scenes who doesn't, who knows what they're doing, and what they want is power. What they're doing here is manipulating us. I mean, if Russia had anything to do with this, and I still doubt it. I
know they
haven't. Fabricated.
I think it's ridiculous.
It's just circumstantial. You know, it's all suggestive. These people are masters of suggestion, but they don't have any evidence.
Yeah, but the thing is, what's the point in speculating, for example?
You look at it, it's all suggestion. It's all insinuation.
Let me ask you a question.
And repetition.
What's the point in an alternative media to suggest that Donald Trump trying to fix this country from decades of both Republican and Democrat fooling around and moving toward a New World Order in PNAC, which George Bush is part of the PNAC crowd, and so, in a sense, by proxy is Obama. We now have a situation where someone thinks it's a good idea to speculate that the cabinet that's in place is going to be competent, and the administration under Trump is a Manchurian candidate. Is it helpful or is it harmful to the society and the future?
I think it's harmful to be saying that the president's a Manchurian candidate with no evidence, because it's obviously something that's going to serve the interests of those who want to delegitimize the president and his entire office. I think that's part of the reason why they've attacked Trump so relentlessly from the beginning here, is because one of the few things that stands in the way of these lunatics having total power over everything and doing whatever they want is the office of the president, right? Because the president is the person who can veto what they want to do, the person who can who they have to convince, right? Right now their main task that they're frustrated with is having to convince these pesky, somewhat independent and critical thinking people like Obama or Trump, as opposed to a moron like George Bush. They could easily manipulate him, right?
Right.
They like having a stupid person in power, like Angela Merkel or George Bush, because a stupid person is easy to manipulate. They're suggestible, like a child. Whereas Trump's not stupid, and they don't like that. They don't like the fact Obama wasn't stupid. That's why they went after him with constant propaganda the same way. You know, whenever you see the media, understand this. I think Obama's administration's done a lot of evil stuff, but you have to understand, whenever you see the media constantly attacking a person unfairly, it's because this secret power doesn't like them.
Well, secret power is hell agencies.
Look, it's not like they control everything. They just put out lies. And, you know, they know with the internet, it's easy for them to do this.
Oh, yeah, easy.
Easy for them to put out all sorts of fake news stories and
or to have their own pig journalists.
Like they're doing with this stuff about Trump, you know. Like, the least of your concerns is whether Trump is under some kind of mind control. Because, look, you can be guaranteed that he is under some kind of mind control, not because he's a Manchurian candidate, but because he's the president. And this is what these people do, is they try as hard as they can to manipulate the emotions and the views and the worldview of the president. That's how they got Obama on board. It's by constantly feeding him lies and propaganda and manipulating his emotions and giving him suggestions and insinuations and even personal experiences that gave him the false impression that Russia has some belligerent attitude toward him. Same thing with numerous other issues where Obama came into office being against a lot of the stuff he ended up doing himself. And the question is, how did they get him to do these things that he wouldn't have done himself? Because they're masters of manipulation and disinformation, suggestion, right? Suggestion's a very important thing here, is that they'll just put things together to make it look like there's some impression that there's something there, but it's never factual.
To give an example, I watched the BBC News the other day, and he used false photographs to show that the mall wasn't filled, when in fact, if you saw the time progression, you could see the mall was filled as high or higher than 2009 with Obama. So this idea that the inauguration of Obama was greater, not only that, there's also online media, et cetera.
Look, the whole Obama and Trump dichotomy.
BBC News, by the way, attacked the Republican representative in London.
I'm telling you.
And it was just vicious. It was like it continued to return to the crowd size thing.
People hate Obama and they hate Trump. And the whole Obama-Trump dichotomy is just divide and conquer. They want everybody. They want everybody in a liberal or a conservative camp so they can get us to fight each other, because when we fight each other, it's enough chaos to justify them bringing in all their full executive powers.
Well, that's why Gorbachev
said they want to call it.
That's why they
want the executive powers, right? They want the executive powers. And they don't like the fact that Trump or Obama have those powers. That's why they slander them all the time. They're jealous. They're a jealous
minion. Well, I think what Obama did...
They're a jealous sycophant that wants the power.
I think what Obama has done, though, is create such a mess in the government.
Now, Obama can't be blamed himself, okay? He's just being manipulated.
Well, the amount of
look at this. Look at the change in his views from when he was getting elected. How he was against a lot of the things that he ended up doing, like the dronings.
Well, let's put it this way. 80% of the things that are done were under executive order.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry.
You gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer.
A report I have from Drudge is Trump argument bolstered Clinton could have received 800,000 votes from non-citizens. By the way, this is only projections, not based on facts. Trump's going to do a proper investigation. This is based on research by Mr. Richmond, who is at the university and Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Virginia, and his colleagues. What they did is they took the estimated 20 million adult non-citizens in the U.S., an estimated 6.4% were in vote, which is 834,000. Now, that's based on estimations, and I'm not sure how they came up with that particular percentage right. number. But the fact is that the actual number of people in California that received licenses last 2 years was 821,000, mm-hmm. more than the number of citizens. And then if you take the total number of non-citizens who have a right to go to the voter rolls, according to Governor Brown and Obama on video, it is 2.8 million just in California alone. So I don't know what percentage, but I would assume if Hillary Clinton got in, that she would give them amnesty. Now, I believe that today is DACA Day, which is the Dreamer Day, and I'm all certain that Trump is not going to deport them, but he is going to deport 1 to 2 million criminals. Mm-hmm. 1 to 2 million criminals that are in America that have committed a felony of any kind, whether it's theft, rape, murder, whatever, they're going to be deported to a prison of their home country. And that's going to happen. So my guess is when this final dust settles, it's probably not going to be 5 million. It's probably going to be between at least 1.5 to 2 million plus were illegally voted by multiple votes, like in Detroit already identified when they did the revote count, that double state of voter registration, and 1.8 million already proven in academic studies in the voter rolls that are dead and have been dead for sometimes a century still voting. So the fact is...
But you know what they're trying to do here, though? These people are trying to delegitimize the presidency itself.
Yeah, I know, but what happens
they
is...
They're the ones who put Hillary Clinton in as the candidate. I mean, look, these people have developed techniques in foreign countries that they're now using here.
Right.
Where they can manipulate the media and manipulate public opinion in order to put the candidate in power they want. The CIA's been doing this for a long time.
Well,
in
actually,
foreign countries where they want to promote a candidate.
Let me quote something.
Want to sabotage an enemy candidate, like a socialist candidate.
Let me quote a very important statement by Harry Schlanger on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. The OSI, which is an organization that's directly tied to George Soros, coordinated step-by-step actions in America and in Europe and elsewhere, including in Russia, interference in orange revolutions.
Yeah, and I think that's that, another useful idiot. These people are all...
Yeah, but let me finish my statement. What happened is that Clinton and Obama benefited from this with their globalist overmasters, because whether it hurt them or not. But Trump actually disconnected them now, so they're no longer allowed to have the CIA coordination with OSI.
Let's even forget about any of the ideological designations, because it doesn't matter if you're globalist, environmentalist, or conservative. They manipulate every single ideology, and all they want is power. All that these people want is
power. Is globalism. Okay, let's call it their version of globalism.
You want to know what they're all about? Just look at what's happened in the U.S. since they obtained a little bit of the power they wanted with September 11th.
Right.
What's happened in this country since then is that mysteriously a lot of your rights have been stripped away. A lot of the power of the president has been usurped by shadowy people. A lot of the... And we've also waged wars that seem to be complete wastes of time, except when you look at them as a preparation for a world war by disrupting Russia. And I think that's what they've been doing all along. That's what they're intending to do, is they have these useful idiots. They have even useful people who are not stupid, but people who are too naive and trusting, like Obama, that trust their advisors and believe in
Well, that's whatever. The good thing about Trump. He doesn't trust them. He's a tough businessman.
Well, I think so far Trump hasn't been as stupid as Obama was, ultimately. I mean, I'm not saying Obama's stupid. He's a smart guy. But he believed all these lies, and he still believes that there's some kind of democracy going on here, when he doesn't realize that the candidate that gets in power at this point is decided by people who are using the same techniques to manipulate the media as they used in foreign countries to do the same thing.
Absolutely. Orange Revolution.
So I think they wanted Trump to get in, not because they like Trump, but because they want to delegitimize the presidency by simultaneously making Trump into this enemy figure and putting him in power.
Oh. So in other words, you think that they wanted him in power indirectly so they can delegitimize the idea of a president.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, Matt. Matt, we have a number of things, Today, the Trump is...
Now, I'm not saying that Trump is some kind of puppet, okay? He's not. The thing is, they monitor the entire internet. They knew that Trump was popular, and they knew that...
However,
Trump was a loudmouth and a controversial...
I think that they're very mistaken, though.
They could use to create the division they want.
Yeah, but...
Because think about this. There's three... The USA is still the most powerful country in the world. But there's three governments in the USA. There's not one government. Three governments called the presidency, right, and everything associated with it, the official government that we vote for. There's the Pentagon, the military government, and there's the CIA. Right, the CIA is the intelligence government. And what they try to do, some of these, not everybody in the CIA, right, but there's a negative faction inside this, well, I don't even say it's inside the CIA anymore. It's more its own agency that are experts in all the stuff that the CIA developed to manipulate candidates into power in foreign countries, to undermine and sabotage foreign candidates, and to manipulate mass opinions, and to manipulate. And also, here's the
Matt, that game is over.
Significantly,
that game was by Mike Pompeo.
No. To manipulate an individual to manipulate Obama change his worldview,
Matt, just hold for a second, anybody. Okay? Mike Pompeo, and I listen to the man, this guy is a super genius. He thinks so fast and has got such a mind like a steel trap. When he gets in there, and the agents, by the way, had a standing ovation the entire time that Donald Trump was there. 350 filled the room. The 1,000 wanted to be there. And I can tell you, the agents on the ground will do what Mike Pompeo and what Donald Trump wants, which is why his popularity has risen from the 40s to the 59 now.
As far as the whole crowd controversy, I mean,
I'm talking about the CIA, okay?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the CIA, not the crowd down at the mall. I'm talking about the CIA.
You're talking about the official person put in power, the CIA. The director of the CIA is not in charge of the CIA.
I guarantee you that his
they're in charge of the CIA itself, the official organization, but they're not in charge of the
That's going to change. They're going to clean house.
They can't. And I'm telling you, because this is a separate government.
Let's put it this way. Any actions that indicate outside the boundaries that Trump actually lays through Mike Pompeo
will be removed
from the agency.
Because of what happened in 2001. September 11th, which I think these people let happen on purpose.
No, they didn't let happen. They did it.
Well, look. Whatever the facts happen to be in this regard. I mean, consider this, these people are always shooting out disinformation about everything. Masters of suggestion and manipulation, illusion.
Do you think it's going to continue after Mike Pompeo's there after a year or two?
I think that they wanted 9/11 to happen. No, they didn't know. Maybe they didn't. I mean, I think somebody on the deeper levels here, the same people who are currently trying to seize power and delegitimize the presidency. I think there's a likelihood that they really actually helped the thing along.
If you've heard my analogy of this, and analysis,
I mean,
it doesn't matter, though, of liars. It doesn't matter if they legitimately did 9/11, which I believe they did, along with
Israeli. Yes, we have to understand that that doesn't mean that Bush and his idiot cronies did 9/11.
Right? No. I know the intel agency
that means
did.
That they were stupid enough to let it happen. Now, there are certainly some key people who need to be more closely scrutinized, like Condoleezza Rice. You know, why did she not take the threat of 9/11 seriously? But you know what? Even they are just fall guys in comparison to who's really behind all this.
Yeah, but Matt, you give them far too much power. Here's the fact.
The main point, though, isn't 9/11 itself, because it's just an emotional incident. This is all emotion, right?
No.
9/11's only significant.
No, we don't emotionalize the fact that
9/11's only significant because of the emotion associated with it. More significant
Matt,
is what
stop,
happened
stop,
because of 9/11.
Stop.
Yeah.
9/11, and this is my thesis, and it's been proven because I presented the data in 2007.
Just stop.
Okay, let me finish.
Yes, you're going to talk about 9/11.
No, I'm going to say about this because it was a CIA operation in cooperation with the Mossad nuclear division to put nukes inside the building. I looked at the isotope analysis from the U.S. Geological and proved, let me finish, 40 anomalies indicated it was a nuclear demolition. Then I got in contact with the Finnish munitions expert. 1998, let me finish, that was contracted by the Port Authority of New York to demolish the World Trade Center Tower. That document is still up on clayandiron.com. It's not open as a conspiracy theory. It's a fact from the U.S. Geological. Let me finish.
I think that getting upset about even caring about the details because the details are intentionally manipulated to make it look like many different things at the same time.
No, don't interrupt me today, okay? Let me finish this. The CIA is going to be cleaned out. And now they're in apoplectic spasms
right now. The president can clean out the CIA at this point.
I guarantee you he will.
Clean out the actual CIA, right?
No.
You're
going to see that the internal surveillance, because remember,
the internal surveillance
in the CIA will clean out agents that are doing things that are under operational control of others, or we call dark powers within the CIA. And in this first administration, I guarantee you that anybody doing things that are out of the standard policy that Mike Pompeo is going to put in there is going to be gone.
Okay, this isn't just...
Or they'll die in the field.
This isn't the CIA, right? The CIA is just the shell organization around this splinter group, which...
Don't give them too much power. They got away with this because the government was impotent under Obama and George Bush.
The way they manipulate people's opinions, the way they manipulate individuals. The main thing these people are experts at is manipulating and suggesting and creating illusions.
Matt, do you think that with the media attack against Trump, that game with the media and the CIA is over now? Do you think that Mr. Brennan... Did he look like a rational person when he was attacking him with the thing about a bed that was peed on in Russia, and then they had sex, and then the Russians were going to blackmail? Do you think he looked like a rational person? what do you think looked like a nutball that actually is out of his mind and had a passing kind of nasty comment that looked like he's on his way to a psych ward?
John Brennan is the big concern here. I think
he's a good example of
an example of just a stupid liberal bureaucrat. That's all. He's not. Look, what's behind this stuff is, think about this. It's not some guy with his liberal views and his personal, whatever you want to call it, his personal beef with Donald Trump or...
Well, the head of the Senate,
the head Senate Democrat. People who want power, let me explain.
The head Senate Democrat warned Trump just last week that he shouldn't disrespect this Saudi mole, Brennan, that they have half a dozen ways to take him out.
Well, I mean, they hear this stuff, the Saudi mole. I mean, that's the same kind of stuff they say about Trump. It's all lies.
No, it's not.
These people are putting lies about
this
everybody,
not
just Donald Trump, everybody.
No.
Like, Obama's a Muslim, but somehow he's also a communist and an atheist. It makes no sense, all right? Obama's not a Muslim. It's complete bullshit. But
you're not using the word S-H-I, but let me explain. Here's some facts. Factory.
The same
Number
way
one,
that Donald Trump isn't a Russian agent. Obama's not a Muslim. Donald Trump's not a Russian.
Stop,
you know what they are, though? They are people with power that these
and
evil people
Muslim
don't want.
Madrasa, when he was a kid, came here as an illegal student, basically, at Occidental University, California. Connecticut.
Look, I know you bought into all the Obama
stuff.
No.
This is a fact. These are facts.
This is exactly why we are Connecticut
social security number that belonged to someone who's already dead.
Because people
dead.
Believe anything that fits their ideology.
Obama.
They know that people want to believe.
Obama is intel agency. His whole family are spooks. Okay.
Obama is. Look. I mean, come on.
So are Hillary and Bill Clinton.
John Brennan is a spook, but is he the same thing?
Did you know that Bill and Hillary Clinton have been CIA for more than 30 years? Did you know they're agents?
I think Hillary Clinton's, more of a useful idiot than anything else. And she she was almost going to collapse there. She was so... I don't know what she felt. She's living in a dream world like most of these people are. She's living in an illusion created for her by she's like an infant or a child who's been put into some kind of ride at Disneyland or something, and they're believing all of the illusions that are popping up in front of them because they're naive. That's what the same thing with Obama. Obama's policies were manipulated. He's not as stupid as Clinton, but his policies were manipulated by constant suggestions and insinuations. That's exactly what we have to avoid. All these factless insinuations.
Okay, I'm going to give an example.
Factless accusations. That's exactly what these people are all about.
Actions speak louder than words. 8 years of incompetence, and you said he listened to the wrong people. That means he was incompetent on Obamacare, on the Iran policy, on the red line in Russia, in Syria, on everything. And the fact is, these are not things that are conspiracy theories. They're facts on the ground.
I know you hate Obama, but in my
opinion... No, I don't hate Obama.
I'm neutral.
I think Obama was an actor.
Honestly, I don't think Trump is a Republican so much either.
He's not a Republican.
I think Trump belongs to his own party in a sense, and even Obama really did. If you look at Obama, he's relatively center-wing, relatively moderate compared to most of these...
Oh, yeah, he upset the rest of the Democratic Party because he's more centrist than the rest.
Exactly.
I agree with that.
What do these guys have in common? The two of them are getting outside of this dichotomy, this alchemical...
I think Donald Trump is reversing.
One extreme and the other.
As long
as people remain in the extremes, they don't ever come to the effective truth or cooperation against these antisocial criminals that should be...
I don't agree, okay? And I'll tell you why I don't agree. I think Trump is correcting things in a pragmatic way, that Obama was collaborative
with forces that were
destroying this country. And Obamacare, even if Hillary Clinton got in this year, let me finish, that even if Hillary Clinton got in this year, Obamacare was going to blow up. In fact, some of the people advise Trump, don't even try to fix Obamacare until it blows up this year. Then they'll beg you to fix it.
I think that when Obama got elected, people had the same kind of views on the opposite end of the political spectrum.
I don't think so at all. I think that in the first week, Trump has done more than any other president since the founding of America. Leaders around the world.
Something to look at. I mean, when Obama was elected, there was a great deal of this kind of
it's not equivalent at all.
Idealistic,
not even remotely
fantasizing
Matt,
about
Matt,
him being
Matt,
some kind of
it's
hero.
It's not equivalent. It was not left-right, you see.
And
but Trump isn't even left-right. For example, I guarantee you today, when
look,
he talks
I'm saying
about,
I'm not left-right. And when you see somebody like, look.
No, let me finish, okay?
They say this,
let me finish,
this kind
this
of
is
stuff
important.
About
Matt
Bush.
Let me finish, okay? DACA, which is the Dreamers. I'm going to ask you a simple question. Yes, no, not a big discussion. Do you think that Trump is going to deport them?
I don't.
Well, Ryan has said he's not going to raid in the government.
I'm not. Look, I don't. I'm not concerned so much about this.
No, no, I'm not about a concern. I'm talking about a yes/no answer.
That's not a significant issue in terms of.
No. Let me. I'll tell you. I'll make it significant. I'll make it significant.
It's not what this power.
I'm
going to
make it. 12.1% of the American population are of Mexican heritage, usually one generation. Okay, and this is the reason why the Presidente of Mexico is enraged that we're going to charge them for the wall, which actually is going to cut off the drug trade, so their cities might become safe. Let me finish, okay? Mm-hmm. DACA, I guarantee you the only people that are going to be deported from the country are criminals, felons.
Look, let's ignore
the Dreamers
stuff,
and the American Hispanics that are here illegally, that are violating a law, are not going to be deported. If they haven't committed a felony, they're going to be melted. And now
all that stuff is not significant. What's significant is that this organization, this intelligence agency, right, or the 17th intelligence agency, whatever you want to call it, they don't care about that stuff. They just care about the opportunity that's arisen now, having so many Republicans in power to push Bush-like legislation.
You think that's going to happen?
Absolutely. I think they're going to
push. Okay, then enumerate it. Enumerate it.
I think we
lay it out and tell me exactly what you think.
My prediction is that in the next couple of years, we're going to see another terror attack allowed to happen or even orchestrated by the people. And that as a result, or maybe even without a terror attack on our soil, but quite likely, I'd say, because, I mean, they've done it before.
Well, that's very possible.
Then they will use Trump's, they'll use his sense of responsibility. Yo, you have to sign this legislation or else this country won't be safe. And they'll just push us further.
No, absolutely. That's where I agree with you. I agree that
and further toward these people having all the power. What they want is to create as much division as they can between us by creating all these lies they do about Obama and Trump and so forth in order to initiate a civil war.
No, I don't think
it's a pretext for them seizing total power.
That's true too, to some extent, and the media are doing that. But I agree with you on this point that the likelihood of a major terrorist activity, especially with Mike Pompeo, who's already stated he wants a surveillance state. Now, he has to do it to stop pre-crime with Muslims, but they not only have enough Muslims coming in, but 9.7 million
that's
Muslims.
That's part of the reason why they're against Trump's immigration stuff, right? Because they want
more. Let me finish my comment. 51% of current Muslims living in America, their first and second generation, that are American, including Anwar al-Awlaki, who you stated is...
Yes, exactly. Al-Awlaki was an American citizen, and he was one of the most dangerous...
Right. My point is 51% support Sharia law. So if you go to places like in Michigan, where there's towns where Ford brought in Muslims...
Look, the whole Muslim hysteria is a joke, in my opinion. Muslims are not the big threat. Terrorists are a threat, but why do terrorists even exist, okay? It's the big threat here is your own intelligence agency... And your own government.
Well, no, you can't just pick
that's
one side.
That's the reason. No, it's not one-sided. I'm telling you that the big threat to the U.S. that's going to eventually destroy us all is these people who are trying to get in power right now by manipulating
suggestions. Stop, Matt. Now, here's the fact. 72% of mosques in
Muslims
America
are not,
by their own Muslim imams.
Created
let me finish. 72% of mosques in America are radicalized.
Yeah.
After Muslims in Houston agreed with Trump... Let me finish. Don't talk.
I know.
Let me finish.
Yes,
160 mobs got fired in the first week after agreeing with Trump about vetting.
The point is, it's not a joke. They're more useful idiots.
That's not true. There's a principle and we've had Bill Warner on from politicalislam.com that it's a principle in Islam that even if you're a doctor, engineer, or lawyer, or a teacher, you're not to blow the whistle on fellow Muslims, even if you're a moderate. Because it's against Taqiya and Maruna and their religious principles.
This is nonsense, okay?
No, it's not. It's a fact. I'll get Bill Warner on with you,
it's always easier to imagine that the bad guy is some foreign...
No, they can manipulate them because this is a fact
But that's not the case, just like it wasn't in Nazi Germany.
Fine.
It's the same thing here.
I'll tell you what, Matt. I'll bring you on with Bill Warner.
They're just playing your stupid emotions
to
get you to put them in power.
That's not true. They can use that.
What they did with George Bush.
No, no, listen.
Why are we in Iraq?
Will you come on air with Bill Warner?
What's the main reason we have terrorists?
Well, I'm going to ask you a question, yes or no. Will you come on with Bill Warner?
When? What day?
I'll find a day. And I'll bring you on, and he is a professor who's written and translated all of
the... He's a professor. There's lots of people
out there. He's also translated all of the Quran and so on
in
proper time sequence, and he has the facts. And he's debated all these people in multiple countries. And the fact is that the Muslims are useful...
People want to make this into a theological debate. It's just a joke. I mean... The fact is, these people manipulate all ideologies: Christianity, Islam, Marxism, conservatism.
You can't blame it on the agencies only, Matt.
That's what it is, though. Look,
no, it's not.
And they're the big threat. They're the big threat.
They're a big threat, but guess what?
They're the
Without
big
Islam
threat.
Having
they're
these,
using scapegoats with, like this to justify.
No, no, they're not just a scapegoat,
themselves
Matt.
In
without,
power.
Without
and
Islam,
then starting World War III with Russia, which is 100 times more dangerous
listen,
than terrorists.
I agree that's worse, but you have to understand. If we collaborate with Russia, we can get rid of extreme Islam and we can de-radicalize Islam.
Yeah, well, they're
going
to see to it that doesn't happen.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest. And I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to nature'syouth.com. That's nature'syouth.com.
Wait a comment, totally changed the subject too. This first week and the Women's March.
Well, I want to just finish with this.
And welcome back. So I think it's important to kind of talk. We have a last short segment for about 4 minutes now.
I think it's important yes.
I want you to comment on the Women's March, the pro life issue.
Okay, what all this stuff is that, look. People focus on, it's easy to focus on some outside enemy like Muslims or liberals or whatever.
We don't focus on one thing, Matt.
The biggest danger
on every issue,
the biggest danger to us all is being manipulated all of our ideologies, and everybody, particularly now that we have a conservative government, conservatives being manipulated by these by this intelligence agency, just like happened with George Bush, that he was manipulated, his people were manipulated to push legislation that put unprecedented surveillance power in the hands of these people who want to
That was a plan, Matt. That was a plan.
It's a plan that they have right now for Trump as well. So,
well, I agree with you. I think that I've mentioned this on the air, that the Mike Pompeo is the ideal candidate. That we talked about this with Dr. Bob Thiel. There are a number of apocalyptic things that things like Mike Pompeo and Trump are going to do. They're laying the groundwork for totalitarian police state.
Exactly.
So I agree with you. But here's the point.
They're probably going to have a terror attack. I would say carry it out or let it happen. They've done it before.
I totally agree. But that's something I don't disagree. We only have a couple minutes left. I want you to comment on the Women's March.
There's plenty of terrorists.
Because we're almost finished. I want you to comment on the Women's March for Pro-Life, the first week of Trump, and tell us what you think.
I think the evil going on here is something people can't even grasp necessarily. I think the apparent incompetence is just being manipulated by somebody else. The apparent incompetence of, like,
are you going to comment on the Women's March and on the and the first week of Trump, besides those other things?
It's just the same thing. It's manipulation of the masses using their stupid emotions.
No. I'm talking about the items that Trump has done. And, you know, if you won't comment,
Another manipulation to create more conflict and to manipulate both sides.
You think so?
All of this stuff.
You think that the originalist judge is going to strike down Roe versus Wade?
I think all of these debates are a distraction from the real enemy. That's what it's all about. Keeping us distracted from the fact that Satan's already taken over this country and that our biggest threat isn't Muslims or liberals or conservatives, but the Antichrist or whatever you want to call it who's in power. Who allowed 9/11 to happen, if maybe even carried out some of the attack, who put this legislation in with Bush, who initiated the Iraq War and Afghanistan War, who created ISIS, who allows terror attacks to happen all the time through manipulating the incompetent people in the FBI. I mean, we're talking about, like, the biggest threat right now to us in America is in the U.S., and is a segment of our government, an unofficial segment of our government.
I don't disagree with you.
The most evil organization ever to exist.
I don't disagree with you. In fact, Mr. Putin is quite aware of that. Mr. Soros, who's at OSI, directly collaborating with the CIA. With the CIA, and Trump ended that this week. So they no longer coordinate operations for our Orange Revolutions, including Ukraine, which, by the way, the former State Department official, both spending $5 billion since 1985 to actually do a regime change there. And
what's going to happen here is that if we don't do something to stop these people from getting in power, if they get what they want, I'm telling you, it's going to be World War III in the U.S. between them and their allies.
Let me make a comment, though. I'm going to give a minute or two of this, and I'll discuss it in the first of the next hour. Number one, everything Trump's done is positive. He's undone a lot of. Let me finish.
Russia's facing World War III, and I think they would rather.
That's not going to happen anymore.
Than there as well.
So, no, that's over now. Now that Trump's there.
Oh, it is not over. I'm telling you, it's been bound to happen exactly when it's going to happen.
But it might be decades away.
Eight years away. World War III is going to start in 2025 to 2028, I guarantee you. As things are going right now, it doesn't matter.
If we lose the presidency to a progressive like Obama,
it doesn't matter. Because these people are marching forward toward their
power. Oh, I know, they're trying to.
Once they're in power, they'll start it just like Hitler did.
Yeah, they'll try.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction.
Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.